At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You know, we don't talk about money enough. It is a topic that just gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this is the issue that brought Money Talk to reality. I know you're probably too busy and don't have the time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that is where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money. So let's get talking. Hello, everybody. So as the title of this episode states, we're going to be on a quick break this week. So no regular episode, just wanted to talk about something real quick. And that is the stock market, because there's been a lot of news and the stock market's been going down. So I wanted to, one, announce a couple of things that are coming up, and two, talk about the stock market really quickly. So one, a couple of changes. You'll notice on our social media, we've changed our name from Fleming Financial Coaching to Money Talk. And that's just because I really want to go forward with just the Money Talk brand, so to speak, and not really worry as much about financial coaching. So there will be a couple things in the works, a couple changes I'm going to make in the pipeline. I'm still kind of deciding. It was kind of a last minute idea, so to speak, and I really wanted to just act on it and figure out what I needed to do. So we're going more towards Money Talk because I enjoy making this podcast so much. But let's talk about the stock market real quick in today's really short episode, since we're on a break week, and we'll be back next week with a full normal length episode. So the stock market's been going down, been going crazy. I'm sure there's people out there panic selling. There's people buying. I just wanted to talk about the fact that don't listen to any sort of financial news, especially about the stock market. Just figure out your plan and stick to it. Because if you're listening to the crazy people that are on TV telling you to sell this stock, it's going to zero, or that sort of crazy stuff, then you're always going to be worried. And frankly, you're never going to win. Like, you're never going to make it financially. You're never going to have a strong financial foundation when it comes to investing. So figure out your plan. If I were to point you in some directions of things to look up index ETFs or index mutual funds. Those are a great place to start because they're very simple. And frankly, with those, the thing is just buy, always. Set up some sort of a reoccurring weekly, biweekly, monthly plan that you're going to buy. Max out your IRA with those simple ETFs or mutual funds or index funds in them. That way, when the stock market's going down, you're not that worried. So my main thing I wanted to talk about this week is figure out your investing plan, keep it super simple, and don't listen to the financial news. There's a lot of great financial resources out there, a lot of great financial books and other podcasts that you probably should listen to. But don't listen to the financial news. They're just there to make money on advertising and get eyes on their screens and ears on their audio or whatever. They just want you to listen to what they have to say. So avoid the financial media and financial news. Find some nice and trustworthy financial podcasts. There's a lot of good financial books. And perhaps we should do an episode in the future of just referencing you towards some good financial books, some reads, some podcasts, some YouTube channels. So look forward to that, and look forward to all the fun changes in the pipeline. Follow us on social media by searching Money Talk FFC. The FFC is there still to stand for Fleming Financial Coaching. We're not going to ditch it completely, but we're going to go more towards the Money Talk podcast, and I'm going to focus on that a lot more. So lots of fun changes in the pipeline. Hope you have a good week, and thanks for listening to Money Talk.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation. We'll be right back.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.